Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Dr. Joe Douglas, and Dr. Joe Douglas worked for many years and certainly within the government and certainly for various agencies there, looking behind what was going on. He, of course, has written a couple of wonderful books, Red Cocaine, which is a story of the drug trade and, of course, the communist effort to use drugs to corrupt our society. And then, of course, he's also written a book called Betrayed about the men we left behind. But today we were going to talk about Iraq and what's taking place halfway around the world. And, of course, my fear is that this is simply a stepping stone into a great expansion of the war, because there is a master plan. The president has talked about the axis of evil, and it includes Iran, and it includes Syria, and it includes North Korea. And if you really think that we're going to be able to expand this war over there without inflaming the whole Muslim world against us, I think that you are extremely naive. And, of course, you know, the problem is sometimes you get into war, you never know how it's going to end. Certainly the people of Europe during the First World War never thought it would end with the destruction of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the German Empire and the Turkish Empire and the Russian Empire. They never had any idea which was going to happen. They were sure it was just going to be an easy little war. And with the Second World War, of course, the world changed forever, and Vietnam and Korea and Gulf War I, but now we're in another war. Well, I'm going to let Dr. Douglas pick up the story from there. Thanks very much for being with us, Dr. Douglas.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be back with you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you pick up and tell us what you think about what's going on?
Well, I was thinking as you were talking about what is going to happen. And that, of course, is anybody's guess. On one hand, we have the administration who are almost acting as though nothing had happened. I mean, to listen to the way they're talking, they intend to stay the course, and that's one that was always been defined as one of indefinite length, many years as opposed to a few months. On the other hand, you have people on the inside, as much of the inside as you could get, like Representative Murtha, who has come out very strongly and said he expects the United States to be out of Iraq by the end of the year. And all the things he quote are very supportive of that, from the military dislike to the appalling effect on the United States military forces, to the fact that we are now in a civil war, that we're just an unwelcome participant, to the point where the people and the government have all asked the United States to leave. All things that you don't hear from the administration when they talk about staying the course.
I think that what you're pointing out is that the Iraqi people we've gotten into office there have asked us to leave. I mean, don't they represent the Iraqi people?
That's very true, and aren't they an independent government capable of making up their own mind and their own decisions?
And we've asked us for a timetable, and we have no intention of leaving.
No, but Representative Murtha has a very compelling argument for his belief, which is all these situation statistics, if you will, which are very bad, and the fact that a lot of people are running for re-election in the fall, and they see the war in Iraq as being an albatross around their neck. And will the president want to risk his majority in the House and the Senate to stay in there, or will he...
Hold that thought right there.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lajos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Rey Mysterio and The Big Show may take the belt in wrestling, but when it comes to child seat safety, you can be the champ. Get ready to rumble when I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. In this corner, weighing in at 2,500 pounds, your new car. And in this corner, your 25-pound toddler. Although the tail of the tape is a little offset, you can even the odds on child seat safety with Slap. S. Seat cushions should fit snugly to the angle of your car seat, and the bottom cushion should ride level and secure. L. Make sure your new car has latch, which means lower anchors and tethers for child safety seats. A. Auto lock retractor belts help keep kids safe even after child seat days are done. And P. Properly install and check connections every time you strap your child in for a ride. Now, you're a safety heavyweight, ready to take on the world. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Joe Douglas, and he's saying that, you know, we're sort of repeating what I said. We don't know what's going to happen. We saw certainly unintended consequences in our defeat in Vietnam, and America was defeated in Vietnam. And not that we couldn't have won the war at any time. There was just never any will in Washington, D.C. to win the war. But, of course, President Bush says we're not going to make that mistake. We have two choices in Iraq. It's either victory or defeat, and we're going to become victorious. So pick up the story and get from there.
One of the most telling things, I think, Dr. Stan, is going. I was reading a little while ago, rereading General Zinni's article or condensed talk that he gave. And it's really excellent in the sense that it has so much meat. And one of the things that he really goes into in detail is not just saying that this is bad, you know, the wrong war in the wrong place at the wrong time, but that what he has seen himself is what he would call dereliction, negligence, and irresponsibility throughout the entire planning network.
And he's speaking of the war in Iraq today.
Speaking of the war in Iraq, and he says at worst, he would call it lying, incompetence, and corruption. But then he takes it a step further, and he says, no one is being held responsible. And he says that in a number of ways, among which he goes back and he talks about, well, basically he says, you know, if I were the president, or if I were the Secretary of Defense, I would have to resign, because things have been so incompetently done on my watch. And then he identifies the people that had the responsibility not only for the war, but for all the strategic planning and the operational planning and pushing the war down the throats of the military. The military were all opposed to this war in the beginning there.
And I think it's so important that our listeners understand that General Zinni is speaking for the generals who cannot speak for themselves. If they did, they would simply be court-martialed and thrown out of the military. So, but he tells her that most of the generals agree with him that this was the wrong war, at the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong strategy.
And then, to cap it off, he identifies the people, which are basically the neocons, which were responsible for all of this mess. It was their war. They had the responsibility. And what has happened? You can't find anybody being disciplined by the administration. If anything, they are being promoted. They are given plush jobs on the outside as they leave. And at the same time, their range of influence of this group has steadily expanded, notwithstanding what has happened in the course of the war.
And of course, one of them is now the ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. Another, Paul Wolfowitz, is the president of the World Bank. All of these people, there were only 25 of the neocons initially, and they're all in key positions. One of them is the vice president. One of them is the secretary of defense. And of course, another one, of course, Liddy, of course, he's now under indictment for, treason as well for, but I don't think Libby is going to go to prison at all. He has powerful friends in very powerful places, so I'm surprised he was ever even indicted.
That's true. And as Zinni points out, none of these people were held accountable. And I take it a step further and say, indeed, they've been promoted where we've seen them leave. And those are not decisions that were necessarily made by the neocons. Those are basically presidential decisions. So that you have to look at this and say, well, the president has bought into this thing, hook, line, and sinker. It would maybe push down his throat initially, but that ceased being the case some time ago. And so now this is his war. And it's he who is keeping it alive, notwithstanding all the good words that are said by people that should cause him to turn around and look and see what is really happening. And so the extent that he does it, now the responsibility is his. And the question then is he the type of person that will look at this and actually decide, well, maybe it's time to change course?
It seems to me like he's more intent upon expanding the war with Syria and expanding the war with Iran, and heaven only knows what else he has in mind.
Absolutely, particularly with Iran, because all the leaks on the situation with Iran are reminiscent of exactly what was being said about Iraq prior to our going to war with Iraq. You have a steady stream of leaks coming out of the administration, all of which are designed to inflame the public against Iran or what Iran is doing. Everything from the lack of human rights there, the need for a regime change there, the need to stop their weapons of mass destruction program, the need to really even go into nuclear war if it comes to that against Iraq. You have a steady stream of leaks on the planning of war, all designed to ratchet up the emotions of the Iranians, the people in the United States, to prepare them for something more. It isn't any different now, really, than it was against Iraq, that I can see.
Well, have you noticed, of course, that these articles about how Iran is planning on attacking the United States and how Iran is planning on setting off a nuclear bomb up at, a couple of hundred miles in the air and knocking out our electronics? And Iran is a real threat to the United States. That's why we've got to attack. And, of course, it's all a lie. I mean, what the average American has never been told is that Iraq offered to surrender before the war, and that's covered in my next newsletter. Anybody would like to read the article, the background. Iraq had offered to surrender and, give us their oil and, help us with the Israelis. And they were willing to let our troops come in without firing a shot. That isn't what our leaders wanted. Saddam Hussein had offered to leave, and anybody wants to check on that, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the two articles on Saddam offering to leave and about the Michael Maloff's article. He worked as senior advisor to the Defense Department. He took the Iraqi offer of surrender there in February, the month before we attacked Iraq, but you're never going to read that But we'll be glad to provide it for you. You can check out the story of a Saddam Hussein offering to go into exile up in Wikipedia.org. That's Wikipedia.org. Check it out and understand nothing is as we're told. And we've lost over 2,000 American boys, and heaven only knows how many Iraqi civilians and men and women, children and Iraqi soldiers there. And what have we accomplished other than to create a civil war and tremendous hatred of America?
Yes, and I hope these are the types of things that I don't think that Murtha is really taking into account. He's not really stopping to ask what is the real mission of the administration, because it's not as he would like to think it were.
I think Congressman Murtha is a very nice man, but he really doesn't understand much of what's going on.
He is very excellent in terms of understanding the nature of the war from a military perspective and what the generals tell him. And going over there, he can see how things are getting worse and worse and worse, not better. But in terms of the political aspect, that just is not there. Because if the administration were about to change, they wouldn't be there in the first place.
Amen. Well, what's going to happen in your estimation?
I have to come back to your original thought, Dr. Stan. We don't know what will happen.
Of course, the president's going to be addressing the nation tonight, the state of the world, a speech that I'm going to have to stay up and listen to it, you know, because I think we need to understand that they're going to try to justify continuing the war indefinitely. They're going to have to justify expanding the war with frightening consequences. And the average American doesn't understand this is bankrupting America. Dr. Joseph Stiglitz, who's a Nobel Prize-winning economist, head of the Council of Economic Advisors under the Clinton administration, the vice president of the World Bank, in charge of economic planning. And we've read a number of his articles, but recently he's estimated that this war in Iraq is going to cost us between $1 and $2 trillion by the time we get through taking care of all the tragic victims of this war here in the United States and rebuilding Iraq. $1 to $2 trillion, and we're going behind here. You know, we're building a national debt of almost, in addition to that, of almost $500 billion a year. How long can you keep doing this before your country is bankrupt, both morally and financially?
That's true. But, of course, if we stop and go back to what the neocons had in mind, it was to totally change the Middle East, not just to introduce chaos into Iraq, but to introduce a total change throughout the Middle East. And none of them are about to admit that their mission was the wrong mission, or that they failed so far, that things are even worse, and we're no safer now, we're worse off now than we were at the beginning. None of them are willing to admit that. And the manner in which the president has run his administration almost rules out any adverse criticism or any even debate over issues, because it's been run since the beginning, according to all the things we've read in the newspapers, as a closed society.
And of course, things that really bothers me is the Democrats who supposedly are against the war are still voting to finance it. If they just say, we're not going to finance this war anymore, if enough Republicans and Democrats would do that, they would have to bring the boys home. And certainly there's going to be chaos if we leave. But there's going to be chaos if we stay. You do not have a good alternative. And, of course, they want to say, well, should we leave and be defeated, or should we stay and continue fighting? If we stay, there's chaos. If we leave, there's chaos. That is not the real question we should be debating. The question we should be debating is, why did we go in there when the Iraqis had offered to surrender and Saddam Hussein had offered to leave? Was there another agenda behind this war? And I think until we begin to address that, we can't understand anything that's happening.
That's absolutely true. As we discussed before, unless you're willing to put those issues on the table, the whole discussion is almost in an element of fiction.
And so what they've got to do is they've got us arguing on the wrong side. You got the liberals on one side saying pull out, the conservatives and the Christians on the other side staying the course. And, of course, we never address the really important issues. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, I guess this afternoon, Dr. Joe Douglas. And, you know, if I could suggest to our listeners, there are several very excellent articles up on the Internet. One is, of course, the CBS interview with Dr. appointment with General Zinni, four-star Marine general. And the other is his address to the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you go up on the Internet and type in General Zinni and look for those two articles, and if you can't get them, of course, we can provide them for you. But what is really so interesting is that General Zinni was talking about Paul Bremer. Now, once the Americans had taken control of Baghdad, and we took control as the 1st of May, 6 days later, Paul Bremer was appointed ambassador there, and on the 10th of May, Paul Bremer, with no military experience, Coming from the Council on Foreign Relations, having worked for Henry Kissinger, the architect of our defeat in Vietnam, Paul Bremer took control in Iraq. So it's like deja vu all over again. Now, the American military wanted to use the Iraqi military, which was intact at the time, get them working together to bring law and order to the country. What did Bremer do? He overrode the advice of the American generals. He disbanded the Iraqi army. He disbanded the Iraqi police force. He disbanded the Iraqi civil service and created chaos. And he knew exactly what he was doing. And as a result, why we have the tragic situation we have today. And General Zinni talked about this, you know, in the interview with on 60 Minutes, said, well, of course, Paul Bremer is a fine, loyal American, but he made mistake after mistake after mistake. And then, of course, they asked, well, General Zinni, what mistakes? And then he reiterated just what I've told you. He dissolved the army. He dissolved the entire structure of this society. And then, of course, you had all these people, the military there, who'd been promised, and the Americans had promised them, dropped flyers saying, you know, if you simply lay down your arms, we'll take care of you. We're not going to disband the army. We'll look after you and your family. And they believed the Americans. Those stupid Iraqis believed what those leaflets said, and they put their trust in America. And, of course, we came in, we fired them. They had no means of income. You know, their security in the Iraqi military was destroyed. They weren't, you know, most of them weren't pro-Saddam. They were simply professional soldiers. And a couple of them remember the Iraqi general who turned himself in. He was tortured to death. I mean, he had committed no crime. And the American who tortured him was given a reprimand recently. And when, of course, he was exonerated for torturing the Iraqi general to death, though applause rung out in the courtroom. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem with morality in our society. But then, of course, between 90 and 96% of the insurgents are Iraqis. They're not terrorists from other countries. And what we've done is we've created a situation of total chaos. There's no water there. There's no electricity, very rare electricity, 60% unemployment. The hospitals don't work. The cars don't work. Gasoline used to be 8 cents a gallon. Now it's, I don't know, $1 or $2 a gallon. I don't know. But the whole structure of the society is broken down. People don't have any jobs. Can we understand why they might be a little angry at the Americans and look upon it as occupiers of the country? Because nobody could do this bad a job unintentionally. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Douglas?
As you were speaking of that, I was sort of thinking through, you know, why would they want to create so much chaos and confusion deliberately? Because when you're abandoning those forces, when you're firing everybody in there not doing anything for weeks to months, what you have basically done is deliberately introduced, as you described, chaos and confusion. And I really underscored confusion. Because in that case, what you're able to do is you're able to bring in anybody you want to bring in. It doesn't matter whether they know what they're doing or not. You can bring in people, which means you can also bring in people who are acting according to your interests and not necessarily according to Iraqi interests. You can bring in people. Can you think of a better opportunity to bring in enemy agents and have them then scattered throughout the whole new government structure? And, of course, the only enemy agents that you could really insert effectively are ones that spoke the language, and that would mean Israeli intelligence, a strong enemy, of course, of Iraq. And if you are introducing chaos and confusion, what you have done is create the situation where you can move such people in at will and have them survive.
And, of course, had we not created the chaos that's over there now, how could we have justified staying? I really believe, of course, we always intended to stay. And if you read the writings of the neocons, and you can get it off their webpage at newamericancentury.org, that's newamericancentury.org, pull down their treatise on rebuilding America's defenses, you'll find out they always intended to have American troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. But you can't justify that unless you got chaos. Well, Paul Bremer, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, former employee of Henry Kissinger, he created the chaos that has resulted in the deaths there in Iraq today.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Listen to the NutriMedical Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, a pro-life physician who has worked as a contract civilian doctor with top classified U.S. companies and the military. We talk about the facts about the dangers of mercury and aluminum and cancer viruses in your vaccines, mind control technologies, non-lethal weapons, not-so-depleted uranium exposure of our troops, and government-sponsored terrorism of Oklahoma City and 9/11. With micronukes and control munitions, contrails and globalist-directed weather disaster of New World Orleans and the Patriot Act plan for a national ID, coming American Hiroshima and the avian flu pandemic, to name a few. I interview experts on functional medical wellness, and thousands of the best science-based health supplements are available at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world at NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. Which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Drive them to violence. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Joe Douglas. We're talking about the incredible things that are happening in the Middle East today. And I was simply asking, do our leaders really think that they can go in and destroy these people's faith in their religion, change their culture, make them like us? I mean, is that what we really want? In fact, I agree with what some of the things the Muslims say. I think that we are moving towards a degenerate society, and the Muslims don't want that. I mean, they certainly do not believe in women's liberation, and I don't like the way they treat women over there. But on the other hand, do we really want to treat them like we treat women here, as sexual objects and as something for total exploitation and total depravity of society? The Muslims are not going to accept this, and they'll die fighting to oppose it. Why are we trying to change their culture and try to make them more like us?
That's a real good question. The only thought that really comes to my mind on that is I keep cycling back on the interview that Norman Dodd had with Roland Gaither back in 1953. And of course, as you recall, this was the Reese Committee that had been set up to take a look at what the tax-exempt foundations in the United States were doing, because it appeared that they were doing their best to undermine our Republican democracy and to introduce socialism and communism into our systems. And the thing that was very provocative was what Roland Gaither said to Norman Dodd, who was invited up so that he could tell them what they were really doing.
Because Roland Gaither was the president of the Ford Foundation at the time, right?
Yes. And he told Norman Dodd that they were really operating out of directives that came from the White House, and that the essence of those directives were that they were to use their resources to facilitate the merger of the Soviet Union with the United States.
Now, this was 1953 that this conversation took place, 1953 or 1954.
That's right. Right at the time that Khrushchev had just, Stalin had died and was being taken over, the place was being taken over by Khrushchev. It was a time that communism was clearly, a very backward society. They were intent on our destruction. It's not anything that anybody in their right mind would want to merge with, is the only way I can think of it. In fact, you want to sort of put an iron curtain around it and let it go away. You keep it at arm's length until it would change on its own, because you're not going to force a change on those people. And, of course, the only way that you could facilitate this merger between the Russia and the United States, which could itself be just a symbol for allowing the United States to merge into the entire New World Order, if you will, is you have to lie about how bad the communists are, and at the same time you have to work to cut the United States down to size by destroying our economic powers, our scientific powers, and especially our culture. And if you do that enough, you'll pull the United States down so that people wouldn't mind merging with a country like the Soviet Union and the rest of the communist countries and the rest of the world, most of which is not a reflection of our own type of government.
But of course, that is exactly what they're doing in America today. In fact, I got something in the mail the other day from Blue Cross, and of course, Blue Cross is my insurance for my Medicare supplement, and it said, we want to serve you, we're just here to help you, and so we'd like to know if in the future you'd like to receive all future communication from us in Farsi, in Vietnamese, in Chinese, in Spanish, in French, in German, in Scandinavian. There were 10 different languages they had mentioned there, except they didn't mention English, of course. And actually, the letter was in 4 different languages. One of them I recognized as Chinese script. The other, I don't even know what it was. It may have been either Arabic or Vietnamese. And so there is a conscious effort, organized effort, to convert America from a Anglo-Saxon Christian nation into a multicultural, multilingual society. Now, this is over 53 years since Rowan Gaither told Norman Dodd that. But the same forces are at work today, and their ultimate goal is the destruction of America, the destruction of our sovereignty. No longer will we be an English-speaking Christian nation. We are to become a multicultural, multilingual society. And while our boys go overseas to fight supposedly for freedom in the Middle East, we're losing our freedom and our national sovereignty here at home. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. And is this what we mean now by the New World Order, is that a few countries are going to get together, the stronger countries, and they're going to force changes on everybody else in the world so as they will accord with their image? And of course, that image is not the image that we particularly care for, because we were brought up with the idea that we're interested in things at home, not what's happening overseas in terms of the way people live. That's for them to change themselves.
And of course, if we really wanted to change the Middle East, what we ought to do is be encouraging Christianity instead of distributing Korans. This is down in Guantanamo. I mean, we treated the people there very rudely and very ruthlessly, and we kept them, isolated or we in chains, and gave them copies of the Koran. Why didn't we treat them nicely and give them copies of the Bible? Because, of course, that is not the agenda of the leaders of this country. They have an entirely different agenda, and this is really what's so frightening. Their loyalty is not to the preservation of America's sovereignty, but to this internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. And, of course, what's going on in the Middle East is a wonderful diversion. As we lose our freedom here at home, our boys are sent overseas to fight, and we keep our attention over there instead of seeing what's happening here in America. Uncontrolled immigration being encouraged by our leaders because they have no loyalty to America.
Yes. Now, the one thing that, If we go back a little further in history on this same topic, we go back to the Carnegie Foundation and their efforts to look at the minutes of the Carnegie Foundation back in 1908 through 1912 time frame. And what they found there was, well, how do we, as an organization, manipulate our own people? How do we achieve social change most easily? And of course, the way you do it is in wartime, because you are able to implement changes that the people will accept because they're at war. And if you keep that war going on long enough, you'll be able to change the society any way you really want to do it. So I think that completely backs up precisely what you're saying, Dr. Stan, and it's been around and a part of the plan going back to 1908.
And, of course, if any of our listeners would like to hear my interview with Norman Dodd, who Dr. Joe Douglas is actually quoting, and that is my interview with Norman Dodd is in the four-tape set called The Secret Government. And, of course, if we had the opportunity to interview Norman Dodd, and then, of course, my good friend Ed Griffin went and videotaped him, and you can get the videotape from Ed, but we have the audio-taped interview, which we did before Ed Griffin ever did that, and you'll actually hear Norman Dodd telling me about when, of course, his secretary went to through the minutes of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, 1908, 1910, and they were already saying, how will we change the world? We'll do it with war. And, of course, he tells about his interview with Rowan Gaither, who said, I mean, we're operating under a presidential directive to so change life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And, of course, it's really all part of this one-world dream of these people who dream a different dream, who worship a different God. This is what it's all about. They want the one world government, of course, the one world religion.
And, of course, in doing that, if you were going to really push that, then you can attack their religion directly rather than doing it the way we've been taught, which is not to change it. That's not our mission. Our mission is to let people understand that there is a person out there that is Jesus Christ and what he had to say, and if they don't care to listen to it or pay attention to it, that's not our problem, that's their problem.
But at least, of course, what we should be doing is trying to give them the option of developing a personal relationship with our Lord. And instead of that, we're doing everything we can to antagonize them. The radical Islamic philosophy is sweeping the Middle East, the whole Islamic world, with between 1.25 and 1.5 billion people who are Muslims, and they're changing from their moderate position to an increasingly antagonistic, militant position where many of them are quite willing to die. To kill the hated infidels, and who are the hated infidels? That's you and me.
That's true, Dr. Stan. You know, I was just amazed ever since 9/11. What has come out in terms of rhetoric out of the administration from the very top on down to the lowest level has all seemed to have been deliberately designed to antagonize everybody.
Specifically the Muslims, right?
Particularly the Muslim, but also other friends and allies. Also, say, the North Koreans, who are not Muslim. And again, who need to be talked to, but not threatened and baited as the president has been doing, and is still doing in the case now of Iran.
And, you know, of course, we see the end result of this. We see it by the recent election in Palestine, where the people voted for Hamas, which is simply a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical, fanatical form of the Muslim faith. Why did they vote? Because of their hatred of the United States. In Egypt, the same thing happened. Of course, the Muslim Brotherhood is outlawed there, but they still got a third of the seats in the recent elections in Egypt. The same thing is happening, you know, all throughout the Muslim world. You go into Pakistan today, and whose picture is displayed in the shops and on the telephone poles? Osama bin Laden. Why is he their hero? Because he takes a strong stand against America. We're doing everything we can to drive the people of the world into the radical form of Islam. And you have to ask yourself, why would rational people do that? Unless, of course, there is a specific agenda. Why would we have destroyed the infrastructure of Iraq unless we wanted to create chaos? And why would we create chaos unless we wanted to antagonize the people? The people over there are not stupid at all. They're smart enough to see what's going on, and the average American has no grasp of what's taking place.
And that's a situation that we have created, really. It's like it was done deliberately.
Well, let's talk to Mike. He's calling in from Santa Cruz. Mike, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, a real quick question. Thanks, Stan. One of the really insidious pieces of disinformation here in the States since the invasion of Iraq is that now, thanks to the invasion, the Iraqi people are more open to the gospel, the spreading of the gospel, than they ever have been in the past. And I just think that's such a horrible lie. And I just wonder if you could speak to that for a minute.
Well, do you like to address that at all, Dr. Douglas?
I don't know anything about that, Dr. Stan.
Well, I will tell you, Mike. I will tell you.
I haven't heard more about it.
Mike, I'll tell you that the Christians, originally there was about 10% Christian population in Iraq. Today there's about a 0% Christian population. They've all fled. Thanks to American policy, we've driven the Christians out of Iraq. So basically now, instead of having Christians, Kurds, Shia, and Sunnis, we have the Sunnis, the Shias, and the Kurds, and they've all fled for their lives. They know.
Yeah. Okay, this seems to be coming back to us through missionary channels, and it's just the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Well, if there's it may very well be that in Kurdistan there may be some spreading of the gospel, but certainly not in the other areas.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right,
fine. Well, of course, I think we're getting a lot of disinformation from over there as well. So many times it's very hard for those of us who sit here at home to try to figure out what's really going on, and that's why I think that Dr. Douglas's references to the interviews with a four-star Marine General Alfred Zinni, and you'll find that up on the Internet on CBS 60 Minutes. And then, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations website has their interview with him where he tells you there was no need to go in. Saddam Hussein was not a threat to anybody. We had him contained. We were bombing on a daily basis. We destroyed his army, which is why we were able to move in as rapidly as we did. And, of course, the American people are never allowed to understand what's going on. Well, we've got Wes calling in from Texas. Wes, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. I was curious what Dr. Douglas thought about the possibility of an upcoming draft for the military and what he thought the reaction of the American people would be to that, if it could even possibly have a negative backlash to the war.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Douglas?
Yeah, what comes to my mind is going back to the second meeting of the cabinet after the new administration under George Bush took over, as reported in the book by Paul O'Neill.
You mean The Price of Loyalty by Paul O'Neill, right? The Secretary of Treasury. Go ahead.
Yes. And he was surprised because they started talking about a war with Iraq, and what Rumsfeld said was that, well, the American people wouldn't sit still for that. We need an excuse.
We need an excuse for a preemptive attack, was what he said.
Yes.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this was in either January or February of 2001. You're talking almost, 8 or 9 months before the war. They were already planning on attacking Iraq before the 9/11 attack. The book, The Price of Loyalty by Paul O'Neill, excellent book.
Yeah, and of course, what that brings out is that the answer to the question really is what happens before, and anything could be done if there is a sufficient provocation to cause the need for a draft to arise. If you had another one or two terrorist events which made it clear that you had to raise a large military force quickly, such as if you wanted to invade Iraq, you'd need, or Iran, you'd really, I think they know now, you'd need several hundred thousand men in there, then you clearly would need a draft, and they already had the draft planned, but they shut it down really because of the adverse reaction in the public. But if you have enough of a terrorist event and enough media attention on it, which supports the need to basically tear a page out of the book prior to World War II, or World War I for that matter, you have a massive publicity campaign, a draft could be enacted as quick as the Patriot Act was enacted.
And Wes, I can just tell you, my good friend Jerry Gudetti, one of our regular guests here who helps us, told me last night that she had ordered some potassium iodate, which of course you'd take in case of a nuclear attack. And her supplier said, well, we've got one case left. The FBI and the intelligence agencies have come in here in the last couple of weeks and bought up our entire supply. We have no more, at least this source of supply. So obviously they're expecting something happening. Will it be the Super Bowl? Will it be something soon? Do you know a better way to rally the people behind the administration than some sort of a major attack on America? It's going to take something like that to get the American people to be willing to continue with this senseless war. It's totally contrived. Anything else, Wes?
Oh, no. Thanks, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it.
God bless. And just pray, because really there's nothing you and I can do. But pray the American people will begin to think, to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program with here with Dr. Joe Douglas. Dr. Douglas, do you have a website or a telephone number you'd like to get out?
No, I don't at this time.
All right, fine. Well, then, if anybody wants to get Dr. Douglas's book, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARP.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and for many of you out there in the listening audience who are a little surprised to hear me say that the Iraqis had offered to surrender in February of year 2003 before we attacked. If you'd like to get the article by Michael Maloff, who actually took surrender offer to the Defense Department, or the fact that Saddam has offered to leave the country and go into exile, you just give us a call, 1-800-544, we'll get that to you. Our latest newsletter, that's the January newsletter, and you'll have to specify that. The January newsletter puts this all into its perspective, so you can understand the war was totally unnecessary. And then, Nicastor, we'd won the war instead of doing what was logical and trying to build on the structure of society. Paul Bremer of the Council on Foreign Relations came in and totally disbanded the society and created the chaos we're witnessing now. And as people die on a daily basis, some Americans, some Iraqis, somebody's responsible. But you have to understand, everything that's going on is a representation of this truly supernatural battle that is taking place. There really are evil and wicked people who have a different worldview. They want to use America's military and economic power to bring about a one-world government and a new world order. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction with a syllabus that's available. You need to get my talk on Iraq, the untold story. There's a syllabus that's available with that. It gives you the documentation so you can verify what I'm saying, because I might not be telling the truth. If you want those articles about how Iraqi offered to surrender or Saddam Hussein was willing to go into exile, why don't you check out, don't ignore what we say, because if what we say is true, then everything you're reading in the newspapers and everything you're hearing from the politicians on both sides of the aisle just isn't true. Why aren't they talking about the real things? Well, sometimes some of them really don't know. And other times they do. They just don't want you to know. So our job is to be here with the information, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. You need to get the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. To find out there are people who've really sold their souls to the devil. There is a reality. There is a supernatural reality. And, of course, if you have not yet read my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, you need to get that. It's available. You need to get the Foreknowledge 911. There are three pamphlets there, three pamphlets in the occult hierarchy set. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can pull down all of our newsletters. You can copy them. You can check them out. Check the source material. And if you need the documentation, we'll be glad to provide it for you. Find out if we're telling you the truth. You need to get our pamphlet on the history of money, on genetic engineering, our pamphlet on We Are a Republic. What's the difference between a republic and a democracy? And understand, we're not a democracy. And every time the president says we're a democracy, I guess he just doesn't understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. Why would he want to bring democracy to the Middle East when America's founding fathers were fearful of democracy, and they created a republic? And there's all the difference between a republic and a democracy is between night and day. And the purpose of bringing democracy to the Middle East is fulfilling the plan of the ancient mystery religions. And you need to get our newsletters. They're up on the Internet, or you get them through Radio Liberty, or hopefully you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America. 5 hours every day on radio, and 5 hours every day on the Internet, and 4 hours on shortwave, and 9 hours on certainly on the satellite. Help us to get the truth out across America, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this very real spiritual battle. And so, until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you. The Illuminati.